tonight from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We welcome Rush. To speak with Alex Lifeson and Geddy Lee, call the toll-free Rock Line at 1-800-344-ROCK. That's 1-800-344-7625. One number toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. And now, let's welcome our guests. Rush in Rio is the brand new double DVD and triple CD from Rush. And joining us tonight to talk about it, Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Geddy, Alex, how are you tonight?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Sorry I couldn't make it to Toronto this evening. It's great to have you on Rockline, however.
It's great to be back.
Thank you.
Now, we have posted on rocklineradio.com, our website. We would have a special announcement from you guys tonight, and we'll discuss Rush and Rio extensively this evening. But first, I want to address the rumor that Rush is calling it quits and will not tour again. It's the exact opposite, isn't it?
Yes, we're not calling it quits, and we will tour again.
And when might that be?
We're going to go out next year. It's our 30th anniversary, so we decided we were going to celebrate that by putting together another show and doing a limited number of dates in the United States and Europe.
When will the dates be announced, and how do we find out about them and get tickets and that type of thing?
Well, that's all very technical. I don't think I know the answer to that question.
We have to make the tickets first.
You have to print them up.
We've got a bunch of pens. And we've got to get Neil up here, and then we're going to start writing them out.
Nothing
as
like
soon
that,
as we're done.
Nothing like that personal touch to get a ticket for a Rush concert.
Huh? Yeah. That's right.
I would imagine that Rush.com will have the information as soon as it is available.
That's well said.
Mid-late May start, I think.
I knew there was a reason I was here tonight. I'll clarify these things with you guys.
Now, you know what we're doing. We just don't know when and where.
Well, you know, every band that I speak with, it's, you know, well, when do you leave? I don't know. They tell me when the car is coming, and I get in the car, and then I disappear for the next 4 months, and then I come home again. So
they have cars?
They have cars, yes. Welcome to the new millennium.
We just get vans.
You get a van, huh? Now, you said a limited number of shows. How limited are we talking about here?
Well, we don't know yet, but I think around 30... maybe 35 shows in America, and probably another, I don't know, 10 shows or so in Europe.
Oh, it's been a long time since you've gone to Europe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we're looking forward to getting back there. We've been very negligent of our European fans for many years, and we're trying to correct that now.
Now, there are some Canadian locations, too, where you guys have not been in a while. Are you going to try and include some dates where it's been a while since Rush fans?
Yeah, well, we always try. We never seem to make it, but we'll try.
As long as the effort is there, that's all that counts. So, the 30th anniversary tour, tickets will be available soon. You can go to Rush.com, and hopefully you'll be close to one of those cities. And knowing Rush fans, if you're not, you will fly to whatever city is close to you, or drive, or take a car. Yeah, they have those now, Alex, so you can take one of those.
Take a van. Mm-hmm.
Take a van. Vans
are comfortable.
Take whatever you can and make it to
it's
the
It's just all the hanging clothes and stuff, and dry cleaning. And
well, we can throw that in your stuff on stage, and that'll take care of that. You know, just throw them in your dryers on stage. Now, I've got to ask you about the Rush in Rio double DVD and triple CD. You guys did this without a sound check? How did that come about?
Well, it was an horrible night in Brazil. We didn't plan on not having a sound check, but originally we were going to film this in the United States in the last leg of the American tour. And we ended up having a problem with the venue, and so at the last minute we canceled that, and we thought, well, where are we going to film? We really wanted to have a film version of that tour because things were going so well, and it had been a while since we'd done a video of any kind. So someone suggested, what about Brazil? And we said, well, that could be great. It could be colorful. We didn't know what to expect from the crowd or from the venues or anything like that, having never been there before. But we thought, well, okay, it'll make it an interesting shoot anyway. So they organized it for the very last day of the tour, which was in Rio. And I think we underestimated, you know, what would be at our disposal from a technical point of view in terms of production. And when we did the show in São Paulo the night before, the shows there start very late. I mean, I think we go on stage about 10:30 there. Mm. So we finished our, you know, three-hour show, and then it started to rain in the São Paulo show. And so everything ended up getting to Rio very, very late. And bottom line is, by the time they got the show set up, and the video equipment set up and all the lights for the filming and all that, it was showtime, and it was already about 10:30 at night. So we had to go on without a film check, without a live sound check, without a recording truck sound check. You know, it was just completely cold. And the crowd had already been in the venue for about, you know, 3 hours, 4 hours. So they were ripe and ready to rock. So we just basically went on cold and crossed our fingers.
Did you ever expect a crowd like that? The crowd that you see on the DVD, it's insane.
They were amazing through the entire, I mean, the three shows we did in Brazil, they were like that. You know, the show in São Paulo was, in fact, more people. We had about 55,000 people for that show, and they were incredible. And we played in Porto Alegre as well, and they were also a tremendous crowd. So we were not prepared for that. We didn't realize that we were A, so popular, and B, that they were so exuberant.
Yeah, I'm very knowledgeable. They really knew the band, really knew the material. Quite a young crowd. They also had shoes. They were all wearing shoes. And they don't speak a lot of English, and they sang just about every song.
They sing YYZ, and it's an instrumental.
They wrote parts for our song, our instrumental songs, and they would sing them. And it was like the whole crowd knew what was happening. I don't know whether those are popular soccer tunes that they sing. But it was just amazing. They were just really an amazing crowd.
Double DVD, triple CD, and we will start with Working Man from Rush in Rio on Rockline.